Since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, Baghdad vendors have been doing a thriving business in items banned by the former regime. Shia Muslim religious chants are especially popular among Iraqi Shia who were long persecuted by Saddam. But more popular among all segments of the population are never-before-seen videos featuring Saddam Hussein and his family and acts of torture carried out by his security forces. From Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In the bustling Bab Sharji market, Iraqis crowd around a small television set, transfixed by the images on the screen. Grainy video footage shows prison guards beating dozens of half-naked emaciated men with steel cables. The prisoners scream in pain, trying to shield themselves from the blows. One viewer says these images are like cartoons compared to the real pain that was inflicted. Ali Said agrees. He says he was tortured with electric shock for 9 months in the mid-80s. It's a crime, he says, being a Shiite. Nevertheless, he says he finds the images cathartic. I bought this film to recall my memories, he says, and to show my family what I suffered. We need to relive the pain to never forget what Saddam has done to us. Possessing such footage would have led to execution during Saddam's time, says Said. But with the former dictator gone, the images are now being mass-produced in video CD format and sold on the street for 50 cents. The hour-long videos feature everything from execution scenes to the presidential family's celebrations. One, titled Uday Hussein's Party, shows the president's notorious eldest son drinking heavily, womanizing with blondes, and occasionally shooting off an AK-47. Video store owner Taysir Mahmoud says when he gets a new video, he'll sell up to 500 copies in a day. The originals, he adds, are often provided by cameramen who worked for the president's family or the intelligence services. He says some customers are looking for former loved ones who've gone missing. Others, he says, are just searching for the truth about Saddam's regime. Some of the people didn't really believe these things happened, he says. They just heard about them. These videos show the real picture of what Saddam and his family did. 61-year-old Abdullah Dabagh is a retired high school math teacher. A Sunni Muslim, he refused to join the ruling Ba'ath party, and for that reason, he says, his career was cut short. He says he's especially fascinated by images of the president with his family. Dabagh says he hunts for new family videos every week in an effort to learn more about the former leader. Saddam has been a mystery to us, he says, who he was, how he came to rule us, and how he could have stayed in power for so long. We hope these videos may help solve part of that mystery. In one video entitled Hala's Birthday Party, the president celebrates his daughter's 12th birthday. He jokes with his wife Sajida while his sons Uday and Qusay, only in their 20s, smile into the camera. The family sings Happy Birthday in English and Arabic as Sajida cuts an elaborate cake. Afterwards, Saddam kisses his daughter tenderly on each eyelid. Dabagh says he was surprised to see how warmly the president behaved toward his children, in contrast to the cruelty he showed his countrymen. Ultimately, says Dabagh, watching these videos helps erase his anxieties. Every Iraqi lives with fear, he says, because Saddam controlled us through violence and oppression. But when I see these videos, the fear decreases because I realize that Saddam is part of the past and I don't fear the past. Back in the Bab Sharji market, many Iraqis echo Dabagh's feelings. They say the simple act of watching the Saddam videos in public affirms the fact that they are free from his tyrannical rule. But another man standing in the crowd adds a sobering observation. We may be free, he says, but we are scarred for life. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.